This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP, 180weightloss.com, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP, 180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. That's the foursome. So Eric was mentioning the half-pipe skier who had no business being in the Olympics. I have to be honest, I watched a few of the clips you showed me. I literally have watched 5 minutes or less of the Olympics. It's not your thing. It's not like it's the least I've ever watched.
I think a lot of people are like,
and I think the ratings are really low from what I've seen.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's the Winter Olympics. I mean, it's not as compelling for some reason. But yeah. This woman, this freestyle skier, Elizabeth Swaney, is that how you're saying?
Swaney.
However you say it, it's Swaney. She, you got to give her credit. She completely gained the system. Some people were comparing her to Eddie the Eagle, but Eddie the Eagle, like, busted his ass to try to become this long jumper, whatever it was, for Finland, whoever it was
Ski
for.
Jumper,
England.
Yeah. England. And, you know, he wasn't very good at it, but at least he had the balls to get up there on that big-ass ski jump, and he did his best and
he
qualified.
He was respectable. Pretty good movie, too, by the way. Underrated flick with Hugh Jackman.
Great movie.
Pretty good.
Never saw it.
But at least he was out there. And he was attempting to hang with those guys. This woman just simply, for years, figured out that if she finished top 30, she could get World Cup points or whatever, world ranking points. And because the field for the women's half pipe isn't that deep, she had a shot to qualify for the Olympics with one of these other smaller countries, and that's exactly what she did. She qualified for, I guess she declared herself Hungarian or something because she has maternal grandparents from there. It's interesting, by the way, her first few years doing it, this dates back to like 2013. When she first did it, she was representing Venezuela. Now, I don't know what the link
Her mom is Venezuelan.
Okay. But then in 2015, she switched to Hungary. Now, she is but American and was raised here, but, you know, you could do that.
As long as you finish in the top 30.
But she figured out that the women's halfpipe field is often less than 30 racers. So if she could just get in there and compete, she would get points. And sometimes when people would crash, she would go down the halfpipe. And here's the thing. She does no tricks. She just goes down the halfpipe.
She just wants to survive.
She just survives it. Yeah. And if someone crashes, she won't finish last.
She finished 13th out of 15. I'm not an accomplished skier. I think I could do what she's doing. I max out at the intermediate slopes, okay? I think even with a 20-plus year layoff, I could do what she's doing.
That'd be a good bit. I'd like to see it. Now, this is not snowboarding. This is freestyle skiing on the half pipe.
Right.
So it's a little different.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an event.
Who knew?
I didn't know they were actually skiing.
I was watching them do some of those tricks. It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
I like the snowboarding a little better. I don't know why. But if you watch the video, just Google it. It's got to be one of the most popular videos out there right now. How the free skier Elizabeth Swaney made it to the Olympics.
Do you think that she followed the rules. Do you think that that should be allowed? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Or do you think there should be an eyeball test at one point? You know what I mean? Like, she
qualified.
Well,
put it this way. They're
going
to tweak the rules because of this. They're going to try to tighten the loopholes.
She finished in the top 30. Yeah. She got enough points. She did whatever she needed to do to qualify.
That's what's unbelievable, that she actually qualified for the Olympics.
Well, yeah, but qualifying was just gaming it.
It shows you how unpopular the event is.
Yeah, but didn't she have to finish in the top 30?
But that was only because they had under 30 skiers.
No, I understand that. That's what's more incredible, that there was only... There's less than 30 actual skiers that do this.
Well, not at every event, but at some events.
No, in this event.
Correct, but
I can't believe there aren't more that do it.
But at some events, some World Cup events, there are more than 30.
You
she
have
was
to raise
picking
the bar.
And choosing the ones where there were less than 30.
I just can't believe that to get into the Olympics, there's an event that has less than the 30.
You can't
skiers.
Tune into the Olympics and see. That's not even mediocrity. You're supposed to tune into the Olympics to see something special.
No, I don't know the total number, but this is what I brought up last week. I don't think it's that unique that there are that few athletes in certain sports. As I said last week, how many people in the world are doing skeleton?
I can't
luge,
be a lot.
And bobsled and all of those
and
things.
And biathlon. I mean,
I don't know, but more than 30.
Okay, more than 30.
I mean, come on.
No, there are, but they're from countries where you can only send 4 reps from each country. So the United States probably has like 40 guys or men and women that are very good at this. You can only send your top 4.
That's true.
So she found a loophole
like Turkmenistan, okay, if they have a freestyle skiing team, it might have 2 people.
Find me a sport.
Well, how many Americans were actually in this particular event? Do we know?
I think 4, because they said they had a bunch more ranked that were not in their top 4.
Maybe I should work the loophole. Find me a sport that I could participate in for either Puerto Rico or Italy where they don't have anybody representing them all for certain sports.
Wouldn't you be humiliated? Like a Puerto Rican bobsled team. Right. Wouldn't you be humiliated, though? Like to finish dead last and you're only doing it because it's a loop. Like you're a goof.
I'd do it as a bit, yeah.
Not
what
the
if
Olympics.
I was actually in the Olympics?
Not the Olympics.
She basically did it as a bit.
A bit, but she was committed
to
the bit for 4
years. Are you
telling
me you wouldn't sport it? What if I was able to get in the Olympics in some...
I would not want to do that. I would be embarrassed. I have a little bit of pride.
Puerto Rican curler.
No.
You could do that.
No, I have a little bit of pride. If I was to try to find some event, it would be like something like curling where I would think maybe you could learn the skill. That doesn't seem to be an incredibly difficult skill.
I'm the sweeper.
Right.
Well, do you guys know the Tongan, the shirtless Tongan?
Yes.
Right, so he competed?
He loves attention. Loves attention dollars.
What's the shirtless Tongan? I missed his bit.
All right, so in Rio, he came out, and all the women were going crazy because he was wearing no shirt. He was all oiled up carrying the Tongan flag.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in Taekwondo.
Okay.
Like, a few months ago, he decided he wanted to be in the Winter Olympics, and he'd never been on snow before and learned to ski in a few months and qualified and didn't even finish last in his event. He finished, like, third to last.
Well, but is that because people crash?
Because people crash.
People crash.
But still, on his resume, he's competed in the summer and winter Olympics.
I know, but that's so...
Yeah, but again, he's the only person from Tonga that tried to compete in the Olympics. He's the only
Wouldn't you not want to do that? All the other competitors, they hate you.
Didn't he finish third behind the first place guy?
They're laughing at
him. Do you want to be the joke? The butt of the joke of the Olympics. You really?
If
you're that desperate for attention dollars, that's like a ROM bit.
No,
it's basically
but,
something a guy like ROM would do.
No, but like I said, as a bit.
So you're saying that she finished. She didn't finish last.
Correct.
She finished 13 out of 15?
In one event in China.
Yes, because people crash.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. People who wipe out.
People who crash, if they're trying the 1040s or whatever, they should get more points than this girl who's not doing anything.
I agree.
I mean, that's just a flaw in their scoring.
Is she cute at all? I can't figure it out.
I have no idea.
Can't figure it out with the pictures.
She's cute. Cute.
Let's go to Norman in D.C. Norman, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, man. I'm interested in the Olympic coverage. So how many of you guys have been really tuned into the Olympics?
Not really. Mostly Jason.
I watch as much as I can.
Very casually. Not a lot.
Well, especially during the day when I get home from work and it's on for, 12 straight hours or whatever.
Yeah, but something about the Winter Olympics just kind of loses a straw, nobody's watching the freaking Winter Olympics, guys. Come on.
You're not watching, so you don't get in, you don't get into skiing at all or the bobsled or anything like that? I like
Apparently
the speed.
Not.
I like the speed of the fact that they're going 80, actually, they're probably going faster than 80. I think they're going close to 90 in the bobsleds.
What about the?
It's pretty crazy.
Think about that.
Yeah,
they're going 90.
What about the woman I was just reading about? Again, I was in the tub yesterday doing my ESPN Olympics issue, and I was reading about the woman who had never been on ice before, but maybe once in her life. But she was an inline skater, so I assume that means rollerblader. She was like a champion inline skater.
Okay.
And then 4 months before the Olympics, they invited her out to Utah to try. For 2022 Olympics, because I guess that's something, that's a transition that a lot of speed skaters will do. They'll go from inline skating to speed skating, but not in 4 months. She did it as a goof to try to qualify. She qualified for the Olympics.
She qualified
as an American.
For this year's Olympics?
For this year's Olympics. She'd been skating on ice for 4 months.
Well, you know what that tells me?
So she's already
speed
raced?
Speed skating's nuts.
I'm asking you what happened to her. It's a sister.
You give me...
It's a sister.
I don't know her name. It's not the girl from local, from Reston.
No, she's 24 years old.
Yeah, you know what?
She might even be from Florida. I think she went to the University of Florida and she's got like an engineering degree or something.
I saw an interview with her, but I didn't pay attention to the story.
She's been skating on ice. And you qualify for the American speed skating team. That's pretty legit. That's not like this Swanee,
I would think,
half pipe chick from Hungary or whatever.
But it also tells me not that hard to speed skate. Now, I'm completely disparaging the sport.
Well, I think it shows you the similarity between...
The transfer wasn't that hard for
us.
To go from inline skating to speed skating.
Let's go to Matt. It's butt hard.
It's Burke. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Listen, this is a farce, man. Especially with the people and where they're from, like wherever she's claiming she's using her maternal grandparents or something. I started watching the Olympics this year, and then they were doing the prelims for skating or whatever, right? And it's China, and they're like, from China, you know, Li Xiaoxuan and Ira Goldberg from Hackensack, New Jersey. I'm like, he's not from China. This is not China, dude. So, yeah, look, I get she's working the system and it's legal, but it's making a mockery of the Olympics, man. And I'm not watching that crap anymore.
No, you're right.
I want to see country compete against country.
You're right. It should be the best. Right, the Olympics should be for the best of the best. It just should be.
I don't have a problem, though, with her competing for a maternal grandmother because the United States, I know, particularly in soccer, there were times where their World Cup team had people that didn't speak English.
Okay, but...
But they were American citizens.
But they were good enough to play in the World
Cup.
Yes. All right, that's the point. This girl is obviously not good enough to ski in the Olympics.
That I have more of a problem with.
And Erin Jackson's the girl you're talking
about.
Correct. Yeah, I saw an
interview with her. What happened to her? Did she compete yet?
I don't know.
Let's go to Kevin in Woodridge. That's definitely who I'm talking about. Yep. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, so first of all, I think it's brilliant. She probably got $40,000 to $50,000 all expense paid, month-long trip to the Olympics, saw 18 events in person, in one of the best locations that the Winter Olympics has been in the last 50 years. So that being said, this is no different than us stealing players from other countries for the World Cup team, just like you talked about. And I had a network engineer that worked for me. We went to a conference one time. This guy picked up a ball, a house ball, through 3-270 games and above in bowling. He was a professional bowler for 2 years, but he couldn't pick up sponsors, so he couldn't stay on the tour. It's the same thing with most of these Olympic sports. It's all about sponsorship. So if she was smart enough to get sponsors to send her around to the 5 or 10 slopes that she went to for a year to qualify, hey, more power to her. You know,
I'm not sure she had sponsors. My understanding was she was wealthy.
Yeah, that'll help.
My understanding is she had some seed money back in her. Yeah.
But
so
either way,
don't get me wrong. I mean, you still watch it for the people that are at the top of the game, the top 10. But none of us are ever going to have the experience that she just had.
No, I guess you're the laughing stock of the event.
It's a great experience for her individually, but for the it just looks bad for the Olympic Games to have someone competing that's that bad in that particular event. It just is.
I mean, she didn't even try one spin.
She just wanted. She just didn't want to fall.
Her trick was she went backwards at the end.
It's
pretty tough.
Luckily, she's representing a nubs country like Hungary, and not the good old U.S. of A.
Yeah.
I mean.
All right, real quick, let's go to Dominic.
It is what it is.
Dominic, what's up?
Morning, fellas. Hey,
what's up, Dominic?
Just a comment on the Tongan dude.
Yep.
He has no interest in competing in the Winter Olympics. He just wanted to go and smash on the Winter Olympic female athletes and go through his rash of 40 condoms. That's the only reason he's there.
Right.
Yeah, good for him.
Could be true. Don't some of those like Prince dudes, like Prince Andrew or Prince Albert or whatever, don't those guys, like, they compete for England in some of these random events?
I don't know.
I think if you look it up.
In what event?
Some of the winter games.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if it's a skiing thing or it's like a bobsled thing, but some of those like royal guys, somehow they game their way in.
Well,
there's no chance those donks.
Thank God
we're gonna see a great
American skier tonight in Lindsey Vonn. So make sure you watch.
Well, let's hope she pulls something off.
Hey, by the way, you know I love 5-Hour Energy. I use it every day with my hours when I need to stay alert, need to wake up for the show. You know, I get up at 4:00. Got up 3:40 today. By the way, I had to pop a 5-Hour Energy Got one in the car, bang one on the way over to the station, helps me get through the show. I'm not much of a coffee guy like cake, so it's perfect pick-me-up for me. My favorite flavor is mixed berry. Doesn't taste too sweet, zero sugar. It's perfect for me. Right now, we're closing in on one of the greatest times of the year in sports. March means college hoops, and I'm excited to participate in 5-Hour Energy's Get Back to 100% contest. 5-Hour Energy has a unique twist allowing you to change your bracket as the games are going on. Everyone gets into a bracket contest, right? You pick a 16 seed to upset a 1 or a 15 to upset a 2, and it's not going your way. Don't worry, you can switch your bracket up until 4 minutes left in the game. Keep in mind, point values drop as the game progresses, and the closer you get to the final buzzer, the less points you earn. But you do get to change your picks. To get signed up and challenge your boys, go to wjfk.rtbrackets.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106. Having the Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Should mention this all week. This is big. I believe 8:45 in the morning.
Yes.
That would be during our program.
Right.
We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see your Washington Capitals take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. That doesn't sound like a big deal, except it's for the 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game.
That is a big deal.
From what I'm told, they are shipping in the ice as we speak.
I think the ice truck shows up today, from what I heard on the broadcast last night with the Locker and Joe B. And I think I heard, are Grant and Danny doing the show from U.S. Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium today?
Yes, sir.
I believe they are. It's media day. So it's big. It's a big event coming up.
So we're giving away those tickets every morning on the Junkies, 8:45. Now, when they bring in the ice trucks.
Yes.
When it's a week like this, what do they do with the ice?
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell
they
you.
They have a huge freezer?
No, I think they're trucks that can make the ice. It's not like they just have ice stored in the back and they just dump it down into and form a rink out of it. I don't know the science.
I mean, it's going to be 70 degrees.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Maybe they'll bring them in and they'll have to wait until it cools down a bit. When I saw that it was March, I was like,
are we beyond the really cold weather?
I would be so butt-sized.
It'll probably tickle cold a couple more times.
I went to the Winter Classic. Because we had a three-week stretch where we had like single digits, right? But yeah. It's going to be 70s twice this week, and then 50s the rest. This weekend, high 60s. Next week, I saw 50s and 60s.
Well, we'll have to look at the 10-day. Because
we might be beyond it.
When I went to the Winter Classic, when the Caps played in Pittsburgh, I can't remember how many years ago it was. Six?
Four or five, yeah.
Something like that. It was so warm that they had to shift the game from a 1 p.m. puck drop to an 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
puck drop.
I remember that. Even
then, it was raining like toward the end. It was dicey that they got the game in. So I guess we'll have to look at the weather and hope it dips down.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're rolling dice if you have
March
it in March.
3rd, I believe, is the date of the game.
Yep.
It better get colder, because if it's 60, I don't know if they can keep the ice cool enough to play.
Well, what would they do?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, they cancel and just move it inside?
I don't know. They have to have a way to make the
They
ice.
Make it colder. There's got to be a way.
I don't know. Now I'm obsessed. Now I need to look at the 10-day.
Like you're saying, it was in Pittsburgh. They had to move the game.
Right.
And it was still, the ice conditions had to have been awful.
Slushy.
Jay Beagle was at that game. We can ask him about him when he comes on the show later. They might be skating in slush.
Yeah, I mean, there's during this game. Can't imagine they're going to do that, but who knows?
I was walking in so much slush at the Maryland game.
Of course you were.
Parked a mile away.
That's
in the garage. There's only one garage that's a pay lot.
You wonder
and
why.
And I went online, not just at SeatGeek, StubHub. I tried them all. I couldn't find parking passes. And you wonder why I obsess about parking. Parking is the most important thing when it comes to any event. Better have secured parking, and you'd like it to be close. You don't have to walk a mile to get
What you do at Xfinity Center at the University of Maryland. When you go to games, where do you end up parking?
I always buy a parking pass.
I was trying to buy a parking pass. I'm telling you, I couldn't
I planned ahead, Ricky.
Well, that was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. We decided to go to the game around 3
spur
o'clock.
Spur-of-the-moment, bad for parking.
And if I had waited a little bit longer, because I bought my tickets at around 3 o'clock, and I was down low, not super low, but decent tickets, right? I think I paid $35 per ticket. But if I had waited till 5:30, right before I left, I think I could have got them for like $10.
Probably
because of the snow.
Mm. By the way, I just looked at the 10-day for Annapolis, Saturday, March 3rd, the date of the Caps Maple Leafs game, high of 45 degrees.
So it'll be a little cooler.
So they should be
so
good.
So maybe they can do it, yeah.
Yeah.
But my understanding is it's supposed to be 32 degrees or below for freezing.
I don't know how it works, dude. When do they, like, the outdoor plazas where they have those little skating things?
When they start shutting down?
When do they start shutting down?
Like, mid-March, they probably just out of business.
They have one in Tyson's, they have one in Rockville, they have one in Silver Spring.
Reston. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they have them out
Lurch's way. Maybe to the end of March you might be able to grasp, but by April 1st.
So when's this game? This game's March 3rd?
March 3rd.
Yeah. So, again, 8:45 in the morning, we're giving away tickets. That's a cool thing to go see a professional hockey game outdoors.
It is
March 3rd, Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. So over the weekend, when I was driving around listening to the station, a lot of the hosts brought up this Doug Farrar piece comparing Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, and I thought we should at least touch on it. It is somewhat interesting. And by the way, today's the first day that you can tag a player. So theoretically, the Redskins could tag Kirk Cousins today. The talk is that if they decided to tag him, then Kirk's
you'd file a grievance or
gonna file a grievance.
They're not gonna tag him.
Even
as dumb as the Redskins front office is, they realize that it's just not worth it. It's not worth the PR hit that they're gonna take to secure a third round pick it's just not worth
Ross Tucker tweeted this yesterday, and I agreed with him that it is. You get the sense that the more the Redskins hear that they shouldn't tag him, the more likely that they're to do it.
Right.
They're that kind of organization. Yeah, they want to spite you.
But you should monitor.
I'll tell you what, it would make it more interesting.
Nothing the Redskins front office does ever would shock me.
Right. But you should monitor the tag situation because we'll see. Last week we were talking about Jarvis Landry, for example. There are other potential free agents that could be tagged by their teams.
So today is the first day you can do it?
I believe today is the first day that teams can throw down a franchise or transition tag. But anyway, Doug Farrar wrote this piece. Apparently he watched tape of Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins in the past year and did a comparison. I thought it was interesting. Here's the piece. So I've watched a lot of Kirk Cousins tape over the last few days, and I'm pretty confident that although the Redskins gave up a lot for Alex Smith, they've made a fairly significant improvement at the most important position. Smith and Cousins aren't the same player. Both Smith and Cousins benefited a ton in 2017 from their receivers being schemed open. And though it's a legitimate argument that Smith had a better cadre of receivers, he also made life easier for those receivers with his processing speed and ability to make tight window throws. Mm. Anyone insisting Smith leaves plays on the field because he's afraid to make tight downfield throws is living in an old story. Smith was one of the league's most prolific downfield throwers in 2017, so let's put that to rest. Smith also has the internal clock to know when to let the ball go. So that's kind of interesting. We talked about it, that at least last year, for 1 year, he apparently was the best deep thrower in the league. And what he's saying is it's not because Tyreek Hill was just wide open, that a lot of times they were tight window throws.
Well, I mean, if he's saying he watched every single throw that Alex Smith, in all of their games, then obviously he's got some evidence.
And what he talks about Cousins, he says he believes Cousins is a good quarterback, that the difference is processing speed. He says his processing speed and ability to adjust is inferior to Smith's.
Okay, well, Alex Smith's been in the league since 2005. Mm-hmm. I hope he's got a pretty good internal clock.
Yeah, I hope he's right. I don't know what to make of these things because you'll hear then someone, just a couple days earlier, a bunch of guys were saying it was the complete opposite, that it was going to end badly, that it wasn't a match made in heaven, that it is not a fit for Jay Gruden's offense.
I think it's encouraging, though. I think that he points to Jay Gruden being great at scheming guys open.
Well, we've seen that for years.
And that's why I believe
you know, as long as you have a pretty competent quarterback, they're all going to succeed in Jay's system.
I also think that he's going to do pretty well. And I'm going to just, for some reason, I'm going to take the bait and say that last year was not an anomaly, that he's going to grow from that and he's going to continue to take shots downfield. It seems like the people that lambast the trade are basing it on the Alex Smith of old, not the most current version of Alex Smith that we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
If you base it on the old version of Alex Smith, the guy that threw 16 touchdowns a year, just checked down all day, never threw it downfield, then it's going to be a bad deal. But if he's the Alex Smith of last year or any semblance of that, I think it'll be fine.
But that was 1 year.
It was 1 year, but
so
it was his most recent year.
So if he can maintain that or build on that, then yeah, the Redskins did well.
But
as far
why
as
would he revert? I mean, these guys, you know, they're professional athletes. They work
at
their craft.
If I gave you Alex Smith touchdown passing touchdown total over under of 22.5, what would you do?
I would maybe go over it, but very slightly. I think it's in a 22 to 25 range.
I'd go over.
You go over 22.
I would go over, but very slightly.
I'm with Eric. I think 32 is not old for a quarterback in the league. I think quarterbacks mature and can get better, and I think that he's in his prime.
Okay.
What would you do?
Might be.
What would you do?
22.5?
Yeah. And he's got modest threats.
I
got
to see. I was going to say, I got to see who they add.
Same modest receiver
who's surrounding him.
Now, with the guys they have now, I might go under. But if they add a couple pieces, I might go over.
What did Kirk finish with? 27?
27 or 29?
Kirk doesn't throw downfield.
What did he have, 29, 25, 27 in those 3 years?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you exactly.
I think it was 27.
I'm going to tell
you exactly. If Kirk had 27, I feel like Alex will get very close to
it. He had 27 and 13 picks. And that was 27 with a woeful receiving quarter.
29, 25,
missing half the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 29, 25.
And Jordan Reed missing, what, 3/4 of the season?
Okay. But
look, maybe
I think Alex will make the throws that
Alex's
Kirk made.
Touchdown total might have been higher last year if they didn't have the leading rusher in the league.
Alex Smith will not throw 27 touchdowns
had,
for the Skins in 2018.
Ryan, had,
I'll bet that right now.
You just said 27. He said 22.
I said 22 and a half.
I'm just going with Kirk numbers. This Ferrar is saying that he's a
he
quantum
might.
Leap over
he
Kirk.
Might.
I'll just bet
he
that
throws a deep ball.
He doesn't throw
he's
27
connect some deep
touchdowns.
Now you're putting words in Doug Ferrar's mouth. They didn't say he was a quantum leap.
He said he's an improvement. Right?
Yeah. An improvement.
He's a significant improvement.
We'll,
all right, so
we'll
an improvement
see.
Would
significant
be,
improvement.
An improvement to
well, why
me
you
would
do
be
this?
Over
the
27 touchdowns.
Do the over the 3-year average. And the 3-year average is right around 27 touchdowns because 29, 20. It is 27.
All right, 27. Get the vet book out.
27. That's the bar.
If that's you what we need to do.
Greater
it's 2018. We've got to start adding
you
some
want to
bets.
Take 28 or more, I'll take all comers.
I'm in for a dollar.
A dollar,
at 27
no.
or more.
Ask me a minimum $5.
That's a good bet because
$5.
If he's throwing
down
do $1
bets anymore on this show.
Those
if $1 bets are dead.
Yeah, Mr. Bitcoin.
Well,
over there.
I mean, it's not because of Bitcoin. It's because $1 is meaningless. It's a meaningless bet.
If he's throwing downfield the way he did last year, now he's not going to have a quarterback rating of 120 like he did.
He just is. Is $1 bet worth even the oxygen to make it?
No, but when I book your teasers, you cap them at like $3.
$3.
Right.
Okay, that's triple.
So all is right. there a bet or
what
is there
are you doing?
No bet?
You going
there's
over?
The bet is $5. I have
under
Alex
20,
Smith at under
no,
20.
Because I think
at,
it's
at 50, under 28 50. Touchdowns.
I think he's going to be I
just
think
bet
be
him
in
a dollar.
That range.
What do you give a
I said a dollar. He won't accept
right, let's
me in the
middle.
$3.
Don't be such a miser.
$3.
Fine.
$3.
Thank you.
No injury caveat either. You're finished.
You really weren't going to bet $5? That's a season-long bet.
No, it's
just put 4 cents a week
squeaker.
Away.
He doesn't
the
have
ultimate
no much,
squeaker.
The truth is he has no faith in the bet. That's why.
Yeah, I don't have faith. I believe Eric is right. He's going to be in the 22 to 25
I think
range.
22 to 25.
But I think he's going to have less interceptions. Do you want to bet he has less interceptions
nope.
than 13?
No, nope. I'm betting touchdown See? Totals.
Yeah, he'll have less turnovers than Kirk.
I can't bet that. That's a dumb bet. I made a smart bet. You probably made a dumb bet.
Look, Alex Smith's a good quarterback.
Right.
He's going to be fine.
I'm not saying he's not. He's just not. He's not typically a guy who's going to throw the high.
I mean, he's
high
not going to turn into Mark Sanchez. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, but the Redskins don't have the weapons. They're going to be forced to throw.
Well, they don't have weapons yet. I mean, they're going to add pieces.
They are, but he's going to be forced to
this
throw
just means
more
he's gonna
here
have five
than he has
touchdowns in the first game. Probably 4 in the second game.
He's never thrown for more than 26. Last year was his career high.
And most of the time, it's because he had legit running games.
Good point.
He had Frank Gore in San Francisco. He had Charles when he was healthy
right.
in Kansas City. He had the leading rusher last year. Didn't have to throw as much.
His average in Kansas City was basically 20.5 touchdowns a year. That's what he threw.
Right. That's basically what I'm banking on. Maybe a slight bump, but not up to 28.
By the way, you know how many guys in the league threw more than 27 or threw 27 touchdowns or more last year?
27 or more. Five.
A little bit more than that. Looks like maybe 10. All right, so it's a tough number to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who are the numbers that got there? Who are at the bottom? Are there any numbers?
I mean, Jameis. Jameis got there.
Jameis.
But everyone else?
Jameis could throw it downfield.
And he was a former number one overall
pick. I'm sorry.
Pick.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I was looking the wrong year. The bottom? No, Kirk Cousins was at the bottom. He was number, it looks like, six, seven, about eight guys. So Cousins was number eight, but all the other ones were
big
Roethlisberger, Rivers, Stafford, Brady, Wentz, Wilson.
Right.
I mean, there was a bunch of guys.
We're not going to know until we see it unfold right before our eyes, but it is interesting that you do have some people that just totally think it's going to blow up in their faces and be a bad fit, and others that think it's going to work out really well.
And by the way, they are going to help themselves at receiver, I believe, either via free agency or the draft. I'm looking at this 7-round mock draft for the Redskins on 24/7 Sports.
I love mock drafts to go past the first round.
They have them selecting Dante Pettis in the fourth round. Wide receiver from
Washington. Yeah, but a fourth-round receiver is very unlikely to have a major impact
right,
for you.
Basically, that's Ryan Grant.
I mean, Josh Doctson was the first-round pick, and he had no impact.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I actually think that their ability to upgrade in the offseason at receiver is marginal.
Hey, do you want to let our listeners know that the St. James is coming, and it is going to be an amazing place. With the Olympics going on, you see all these sports complexes. Well, this one's going to be right in your backyard in Springfield, Virginia. The brand-new complex boasts a field house, ice rinks, an Olympic-sized pool, and tons of courts. You can learn, you can join Learn to Play and developmental programs, competitive teams, leagues. Find top-notch coaching and training in 30-plus sports. It's all at the St. James. Plus, we're talking about climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even an indoor water park, so your kids are going to love it. Plus, a premium health club, MediSpa, Spike Mendelsohn Restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center. It's all under one roof. It's the St. James, opening in September. We are all founding members, and you should do the same thing and follow our lead. Visit thestjames.co for more details and to find out how to join today. All right, so I wanted to get a Black Panther review. I know that Cake saw it and Drab saw it. I was going to see it with my son. It's PG-13, so it's okay to bring my 11-year-old to
it's
see
fine.
Black Panther.
Yeah, he can handle it.
But the curveball was kind of last minute, decided to go to the Maryland basketball game to see them take on that powerhouse of Rutgers
yes.
on Saturday. Mm.
What a Big Ten rivalry that is.
What an awful game that is.
Maryland versus Rutgers.
It was, but we hadn't been to a game this year.
No, that's fine.
It's good to go.
Yeah.
Just not, hey, just not a great game.
Matchup. For going.
Just not a great matchup.
Yeah, I botched it though. He was.
They're always out. The scalpers care about the
that's
weather.
That's how they make their cash.
Yeah, but then you're kind of nervous that you got to go find your ticket. So I just said, you know what? Let me just get the tickets.
I don't like going to an event with no tickets and grasp it.
Dicey. Right.
That's like what guys like Valdez. Like guys from Glen Burnie or wherever he's from,
Pasadena.
Yeah. If you're from the Dina, you go to events with no tickets and you grasp.
I use SeatGeek.
Yeah, SeatGeek.
I use SeatGeek.
I won't buy from an actual human scalper ever.
I've done it before, but it's just a hurting feeling.
I don't even
to go to an event and not have the tickets secured.
You got
to
negotiate.
I like having the physical tickets in my hand. I don't even like the diciness of will call.
Plus, you never even know if the tickets are legit.
Sometimes
so
I've gone up to the will call window and there was a mistake. And
right.
The truth is, there's always a mistake.
And they've got to call somebody in the back.
It's embarrassing.
No, I get it.
That sucks.
But so I was going to see Black Panther, and I actually went to Gusto on Saturday over at Montgomery Mall. And
Gusto.
They actually.
Did you use the silly gift card?
I did. They
did you get a pizza or a salad?
I got a salad.
Nice.
They actually, at Montgomery Mall, at the Arclight, they actually have reserved seating.
Ah,
so
that's
I thought
nice.
About using that theater and going at night to see Black Panther, but it was a madhouse.
Sure.
Black Panther, I believe, made close to $200 million this weekend.
I think he made $210.
Crazy.
$210 million in a weekend.
Fifth biggest opening ever.
I don't get it.
Weekend.
I don't get it.
I would give it.
Superhero stuff.
Super. It's
Marvel. 4 out of 5 cake batters.
4 out of 5.
And because I was late to the party.
That's less than Kevin's.
Getting tickets, I had to fork over the extra money to see it in 3D. Because it was either A, sit in the second row and do this mm-hmm. and have a crick in my neck for a week, or fork over an extra $4 per ticket and wear the 3D glasses and sit in the middle of the theater, which is what
but
I
see,
did.
So you like those type of movies.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy them.
You like the superhero movies.
Yes, I do.
You like Spider-Man.
It was good. It wasn't as good as Iron Man. I think that's your gold standard when it comes to the Marvel Cinematic Universe for all of you nerds out there.
Why is this so attractive? Why is this particular superhero film that attractive? I mean, it's got a lot of hype.
Good acting. I think you look at the actors, a lot of them, well, like the one has won an Academy Award. I don't remember her name.
Oh, Lupita
Nyong'o.
Right.
All right.
Something like that.
Forrest Whitaker's in it. He's silly.
It's a good cast.
Yeah.
The girl from Walking Dead's in it.
I don't do The Walking Dead, right. So I'm not sure who
that
is.
I don't know the names, but I do know that the cast is respected. Everybody says the acting is really good.
Our boy who played Jackie, he's the lead, right? Played
Jackie Robinson.
Chad Bozeman.
Local guy. Went to Howard.
Michael B. Jordan. Everyone knows
Michael
who that
B. Jordan,
is.
Very good villain.
Director is silly.
Who's the director?
Ryan Coogler. His three films that he's ever directed are Fruitvale Station, Creed, and now this.
How many whoobies from Drab?
4.25. Maybe higher. It might be the best Marvel film there is, and it doesn't feel that much like a superhero.
Well, what are the other Marvel ones?
Well, there's been like 18 of them.
Well,
Avengers, Thor, Iron Man,
Captain America.
Well, didn't people love Iron Man? You think it's better than Iron Man?
I think it's up there. I think there's a lot of people say this is the best Marvel
film. So why aren't
film.
You giving it a 5? What sucked about it?
Is it long?
Too long.
It's 2 hours and 10 minutes. It's not super long.
That's an eternity.
I don't just give out 5s. 5's got to be life-changing.
All right, give me one of your 5s. Hoop Dreams.
Rudy.
That's a 5.
Rudy's a 5.
Oh, no way.
We should do the Junks.
Rudy's a 5?
We should do the Junks 5, the top 5 fivers.
Each of our 5 stars?
Come up with our top 5 movies
My
of all
top
time?
Five
all time fivers.
Oh, I could do that easy. I need Pelican a lot of time
Breeze.
To think about it.
Right. The Firm.
The Firm.
Interstellar.
Interstellar would just rock my world. I'm a softie for Rain Man.
I'd have to think about it for a second.
I love me some Rain Man.
I like me some A Few Good Men.
Man, well, for number one, I've always said, is Hoop Dreams. There will never be another movie that eclipses that. That was the peak of my hoop mania and all those guys that we followed.
Did you just write down your 5?
I have 3 already.
No, I have 3.
You're gonna sleep on something. You almost need a list to like go
I have
through
3
all
already.
Well,
3
to think about it.
3
why
that
don't
are
do
non-negotiable.
Next well, do we have a guess? One's the stupid guess.
JB 840, right?
840 and 9. I don't care about guess.
I've got
so
I
next
do.
Segment we're doing each of our top 5s of all time.
I think so.
Okay.
So hold on. 5 top 5 or 5 fives. Of all time.
Yes.
Your 5.
There's, like,
five
these
game
are
parlays.
5-star sillies. There's no qualms.
All right, we'll go around the room. We don't give all 5 at once. We have to go around the room.
Right.
Hold give on. One. Is it your guys' 5 favorite movies or 5 best movies?
What you consider are the best movies
to me,
of all time?
Favorite, best. They're 5 stars. Like, you would give a review of 5 stars of it. So I'm,
yeah, but you can have a comedy as one of your favorite movies. You're not going to give it 5 stars, probably.
I don't know. We'll wait and see. If you think it's it's perfection.
What you believe is movie perfection.
Movie
each
perfection.
Of us. It doesn't have to be what a movie snob considers a 5-star
right.
movie.
I was thoroughly entertained, had Chubb the whole time.
I'm already at 4 in my 5. Now I just, 5 in the
I've
fifth.
Got 4.
Oh, I've got it. I'm done. My list is done. My
don't tell us.
Give me a full Chubb.
Right, don't say it.
I already thought of one.
Well, I'm telling
this
you right now, my number one
is
Hoop Dreams.
I guarantee you, you and I have 3 of the same films.
I'm going to guess we have at
perfection.
Least 2. We probably have 2 of the same.
Yeah.
Because
and
we have
do
silly
to,
taste.
Don't do a different bit and try to come out with some like avant-garde.
By,
like,
the, way, it's hard, by the way, it's hard to do 5 because there's way more
it's
than
5.
It's
very difficult.
Of course.
There's probably 50. But
no,
it's hard
I've
to
only
do 5.
Seen about 10. So.
I know you've only seen like 3 movies.
I'm limiting it to 5.
We should all throw in a dollar. Whoever has the best list at the end.
Well, who votes
who's
on that?
The listeners.
All right.
The dog listeners.
I need a pen.
It's $1.
Pen?
Can you spare a dollar?
I have a pen, but you're not getting it.
No, but you need a pen.
Hold on.
Yeah, you always steal my pens. Just take it. It's
Do you
fine.
Have another one?
Yes, of course I have a pen.
All right. Who has pens? It's 2018, whatever it is.
You need pens to write
pens?
Down your top
no
five
one uses
movies,
pens.
Rick?
What do you use pens for? I never literally have to write anything. I just type.
I really think you're starting to lose your memory.
I don't doubt it.
You called him Kevin twice last week. Adam.
Got 5.
I've got 4. I got to come up with that 5th.
I have the best top 5 list. I'm convinced. I'm just convinced.
I'll tell you that there's no Star Wars. There's no cartoons. There's no action figures, action movies.
You're going to have to give me a good... Can we extend the commercial break? I need a long seven-minute commercial break to think about
this. If you keep doing five-hour energy reads, we will need to extend the commercial breaks.
Hey, those are my guys.
Hey, you're making... I'm jealous. I'm jelly. I'm lashing out over here.
Get back to 100%. All. Hook it.
I mean, I wish you would ship me a bottle of 5-hour energy every once in a while. Can you hook it?
Yeah, I need some of that.
Can you use your connections?
Buddies, they're going to send some boxes.
Okay, 4 from you, 4.25 from Drab, from Black Panther.
So 4 cake batters is a solid grade. It's just not the best Marvel movie ever. That's all.
So who is doing the top 5? The Junkies plus Drab plus Valdez?
Yes.
Not
right,
Adam.
Right.
Yeah,
Adam.
I'm sure.
No one cares about his limited.
I do like the idea of listeners and voting.
Yes.
Who had the best list?
Yeah. All right, winner take all.
I've got my 5. Done.
You already did it? I'm sure I have some omissions here, but I mean, this is
Well, like I said, it's hard to do 5.
This is a rock solid
I feel like I've already given away a bunch of mine. Mine looks like fun.
I mean, it was just the 4 of us, or those donks?
No, those donks are in, too.
Donks, but not Adam.
All right. Adam. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.